From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Syria's president links a political solution to the destruction of all terrorists. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a visiting Russian parliamentary delegation Sunday his country must first eliminate the terror threat as a way to reach a political solution in the country's nearly five-year civil war. The state-run Sana News Agency said Mr. Assad stressed that taking out terror groups would preserve the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says his comments are nothing new.
He may feel a bit more secure these days due to the Russian intervention, even though I must tell you that a lot of things happening in Syria on the ground, which are not coming to the attention of the Western media, in various areas of the country, which indicate to me that as of now, the real actual situation on the ground there hasn't changed in a dramatic way or in a fundamental way.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, discussed by phone Sunday the prospect of an internationally backed political settlement that would involve Syrian authorities and what they call the patriotic opposition. Low voter turnout reported in the Republic of Congo Sunday as people there were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes allowing President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for president and an age limit of 70 for candidates. This Brazzaville resident wonders at what point were the people consulted about the referendum. Results are expected later this week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso has ruled Congo for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in that country's history. The ruling CCM is challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast went to the polls Sunday in a first round of their presidential election. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced 6 contestants and was favored to win.
Le vote est un processus démocratique.
Mr. Ouattara says he wants the West African country to become permanently democratic so the 2010 post-election violence can be erased. That violence left at least 3,000 dead after then-President Laurent Gbagbo and then-candidate Ouattara both claimed victory. In Guatemala, comedian Jimmy Morales won the presidential election in that Central American country. A political outsider promising clean government, Mr. Morales captured more than 70% of Sunday's vote. Former First Lady Sandra Torres was defeated. President Otto Perez was forced from power and arrested in a corruption scandal last month. In Argentina, a tight presidential race may force a runoff next month between the governor of Buenos Aires province, Daniel Scioli, and Mauricio Macri, the mayor of Buenos Aires. Mr. Scioli has been endorsed by incumbent President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who has dominated national politics for a dozen years, along with her late husband, Nestor Kirchner. With some two-thirds of polling stations reporting, Mr. Marchi leads 36% to 35%. As the flow of migrants and refugees through the Balkans toward Western Europe continues unabated, European leaders meeting in Brussels Sunday agreed to send border guards to Slovenia, expand reception facilities, and improve the screening of those entering from Syria, Africa, and South Asia. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
Today it's our common position in Europe that the priority is to protect our external borders. And I am absolutely aware, of course, that it's not because of my arguments only, but maybe more because of this really dramatic and brutal developments on our borders.
Sunday's meeting, the latest in a series of top-level EU meetings that have so far failed to find a unified approach to deal with the thousands of migrants streaming into the EU. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Sunday that adding video surveillance to the sacred Jerusalem holy site to Jews, as known as the Temple Mount and Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, is in Israel's best interest in the wake of weeks of violence. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.